Well, yes, today, Sunday, the venue, first of all, for the Autumn Cross Country, the International Autumn Cross Country, as it is now, held at the Sport Ireland grounds there, and on a venue, actually, that was used for the European Cross Country Championships. An excellent, excellent venue, and it's an early season meet. It's an early season opportunity to see where we're at, and it's a selection opportunity for our master athletes. For the International Masters Championships, which this year will be held in Belfast. There was Donegal interest in that. And then we had the National Interclub Relays in Finn Valley. We're heavily, heavily involved in that as well. So I'll begin with the youngsters in the, Finn Valley. Tremendous, tremendous, tremendous results for them, return for them. Four sets of medals. It began with the under-11 girls. Keila McGlinchey, Ahi Aaron, Morgan Burke was on that team. Ellen Rose Carlin was on that team from the Crossroads, Kelly Gordon, and Eva Maguire. They were second. Rathoath beat them, but a really, really strong performance and a very close finish there. So silver medals for that under-11 girls team nationally for the in that cross-country really age group there. There was gold medals for the under-15 Finn Valley girls. Kiva McElhinney, she completed the quartet and brought them home into the gold position. Yasmin Barrett-Doherty, she was on that team. Kira McCusker was on that team. And Kiva McNeil, that's an excellent, excellent group. They got there ahead of Moy Valley and Mullingar in third spot. So well done to them. And the under-11 boys, well, it was a case of silver medals for them. They were led out by Derek Coyle from Drumkeene. He was really running particularly well. Shane McHugh from Convoy was on that team. Zach McKinley from Newton Cunningham was on that team. And William McGlinchey from Stranorder with Rory Moss as a sub. So Derek Hoyle, Shane McHugh, Zach McKinley, and William McGlinchey, silver medals for that under-11 boys from Finn Valley. And then finally, third bronze medal position for the Finn Valley under-13 girls. And that team was Amy McElcar, Dorothy Clark, Andrea Reid, and Sheila Gilligan. Third, that's a strong, strong team. And that gold medal team was actually under 13. That's the team with Kevin McElhinney on board. So very, very well done. Four sets of medals for Finn Valley. They'll be really, really happy with that. And they had quite a big interest in these championships because they brought, in fact, two teams to some of the age groups and even indeed to the mixed relays. So they really went at having a go at this championship early season, and it's an indication of how serious they are about the cross country. No other Donegal clubs involved, unfortunately, but good success for Finn Valley certainly there. Then our interest was in the Masters, the Masters athletes and how they would do with a view to getting on that Irish team. And on that Irish team then going forward, as a result of strong performances this afternoon, was Katrina Devine of Finn Valley. She finished second in her age category, so that copper fastens her onto the team. Leona Cook from Finn Valley, she is also going to be on that team. She finished third in her age category, and a winning performance in her age category from Kay Byrne. So she will be leading that Irish team in her age category. Also on that Irish team will be the Letterkenny athlete, Claire McGuigan. She finished third in her age category. So four of Donegal women in the international story there when we get in a few weeks' time when we get to Belfast. And the men's Masters, well, John Joe Doherty of Finn Valley, who finished strongly with that Finn Valley team in the Donegal Senior last weekend. He's on that Irish team. He finished second in his age category, beaten by a guy from St. John's down in Kerry. But a strong, strong, strong performance. He was on this Irish team last year in his age category, so he's back on that Irish team again. He'll be happy with that. And then what else was there in that Master story? Well, Anthony Doherty finished fourth in his age category. He's from Milford, and we'll have to wait out and see how he will fare when the selectors get their heads together and see. But it'd be brilliant if Anthony Doherty got on that team. He's from the Milford Athletic Club. Martin Kerr from Milford, he was fifth. And again, he'd have to wait out for the selectors to meet. And from Letterkenny Athletic Club, Brian McBride, he finished sixth in his age category, just right in behind Martin Kerr, actually. And both of them are going to have to wait out to see, because what happens here is that some athletes would have looked for dispensation not to run on the race because they had other commitments, and you know, depending on their previous history, they may be selected. But that we have to be hopeful that Martin Kerr and Brian McBride might make that team, and indeed Anthony Doherty from Milford. So that's a story there. And the senior women's, well, Nikita Burke and indeed Amy Green were both of them top 10. This race, the senior women's race, had an international dimension to it. Of course, Amy Green was the top under 23. That'll please her big time. So she's beginning to find her feet as the season progresses. And having won Donegal Senior last weekend, and then Nikita, she finished fifth overall. And she had strong performance, a better performance today than she had in the Donegal Senior Championships. So that should encourage her as she as well, the Letter County teacher. So that's really the master story, the underage story. And then I'm jumping across then to County Down to the Comber Cup, which is an open race up in the Belfast area, County Down actually. And Oisin Toy finishing second. Oisin, a student still at the ATU in Letter County, runs out of Finn Valley, but a good strong second. So that's a big, big performance for him. Of course, he finished third in Donegal Senior last weekend. He continues to put in really, really solid performances. And, you know, he's a great competitor and has developed, and his stature has improved through the years since his days as a youngster running. And his dedication is very, very clear. So Oisin Toy, Finn Valley, second in the Comber Cup. That's a good performance from him. And across in the States, the other little bit of information, Liam Mackay of Finn Valley, he finished eighth in the New England Championships. He's running for Providence College. Providence finished second. That is a good performance from Mackay. He's a freshman and he's a junior athlete, and his ambition is to make that Irish team for the European Cross Country Championships, indeed to get selected. From his American results, basically. He finished about eighth overall, but it's important to say that he's a freshman, and you know, he would have been in the younger end of things, you know, finding his feet in the States, just a new recruit to Providence College. So that's the story. Great results for those Finn Valley underage athletes. Very encouraging performance from five or six of the Donegal athletes in the Masters trials, and indicating that they will be on that international team for Ireland, and we'll be looking forward to that. And that strong performance from Oisin and from Liam Mackay. So that's the story. Next weekend, well, back on the road again. It's a busy, busy, busy time for our athletes. Our young athletes are in Belfast at the Billy McNeil Day and Fields, and the story there is it's all about the Ulster even age championships, and then the uneven age championships for Ulster will be held at Finn Valley. But even age next weekend, Belfast on the road next Sunday to Belfast. As I say, it's been a busy, demanding time for our young athletes, but it's been also been a successful period.